Good afternoon. Welcome to the podcast.
How long?
Now it's good afternoon.
No, it's good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Why?
It's actually good afternoon.
Good. You have to talk up a little bit into the microphone.
I'm too far away and I'm eating. I'm
not saying. Don't know, then they can't hear me.
Oh, no.
Oh, that works. Move it closer.
It's
270.
It's 270. Oh, maybe it'll pick it up. We'll find out later, I guess.
It sounds like your crappy mic.
Find out later.
Happy Palentine's Day.
Happy Palentine's Day.
Coming live.
I don't actually
This is the first ever live on location podcast we've ever done, Zachary.
It's not live.
You know what's the best about it?
Nick's not here.
Live from Denny's in Southington, Connecticut.
First one he's not here for?
Yes.
This is my first one, too.
Yes.
It's his first one, too.
And the last.
I was not aware we were going to be doing this.
I'm pretty sure it was in that group.
No, it was in a different one, I'm sure.
Go back and look.
I will, and I'll prove you wrong.
Then we definitely discuss this.
Well, maybe you and I just sort of made the plan, and when John was there when we made it.
Could be. So, Natalia, say hello.
Hello.
This is Natalia.
Hi.
Friend of the program. Not of us, but of the podcast.
And we don't actually know her.
No, I like you guys.
And John's here, too.
John's here.
Sometimes.
And Zach and I are here, of course, at Denny's for what we are calling, and what we have called for
3 years
a while
now.
Wow, is this the third annual?
Well, this is our third annual.
That's true.
This is their second annual.
Right. But
hopefully the last.
How dare you speak like that?
I do not want another Palentine's Day.
Happy Palentine's Day.
We do have 365 days to do
it. Is there anything else I can bring for you?
We're
good right now?
I think so.
Okay.
Actually, can I get some tea?
Tea?
Raspberry tea?
Sure.
I'll be back
here. It's going to be cold. Hot tea, though.
Oh, we don't have the only raspberry tea we have is cold. We have decaf and black.
Black tea's fine.
Okay. Do you want it plain, lemon, or cream?
Lemon?
You're totally getting black coffee.
All right.
No. They don't put lemon in coffee. It messes up with the consistency of it.
Discovered a major flaw in this recording live at Denny's.
Oh, I knew that was going to happen.
Italian, it's cold or hot tea? They don't have tea?
I'm freezing. I'm by the window.
It is pretty cold by this window.
Thank you.
Why do we call this Palentine's Day, Zach?
Because it's depressing.
It is depressing, actually, if you think about it. But no, it's all about pals celebrate Valentine's Day.
Yes.
For the record, I came up with that.
Yeah. Four single people being pals.
I don't know Zach's single anymore, though.
As of right now, I am.
Oh, developments may be happening. Sources say.
Story to come.
My sources are telling me.
I'm actually going to try not to talk about it because she wants to listen to this one. So.
Ooh. She listens now? Do I have her? Oh,
is there something wrong
with
her?
Did you post last week?
I did.
Okay.
I did. It's there, but I put a big disclaimer out in front of it.
Smart thinking.
It took me 2 days because I was like deliberating back and forth. Do I post this? Do I not post this? Do I edit it? And I said, you know what? No, it's not the spirit of our podcast. So
really not.
I did a disclaimer. I'm like,
oh my god, that was such a bad episode.
It's the most offensive thing we ever. We did a whole 20 minute. We pitched a movie called Rape Energy.
What?
For the record.
And that's all you need
during that 20 minutes, I think I spoke once, and I said, like, I'm sorry. It was all he and Nick.
Yes, that's this podcast. We started this thing. It started...
Tea with lemon.
Thank you.
Hot water. Okey-dokey.
We should all
close ass lemons.
So we started this thing where a bunch of pals get together rather than being lonely and alone on Valentine's Day.
Wait, lonely and alone?
Both. If you could take
wow.
We go out and we see a movie, but it can't be a romantic movie. It has to be like a, you know, like a fun movie.
What did we see last year?
Last year we did Kingsman, The Secret Service.
Did we do that last year?
Yes.
Yeah, we did Kingsman.
The year before, the first year, we did the Lego movie.
Yes, we did.
And and this year we are doing Deadpool, which we haven't seen yet because we didn't think ahead. And we didn't realize that the movie theater would be packed on Valentine's Day. Go figure. Yes, poor planning.
It probably has to do with the fact that none of us have ever gone to the movies on Valentine's Day with a significant other. Yes.
I went this morning, but hey.
No, I went with someone.
Oh, yeah?
It was normal people over here.
So, you sure it was a woman?
Yeah, well, the relationship gurus over here.
All right. And then afterwards, or in this case before,
autumn dry toast more.
We go to Denny's and we revel in our singleness. And that's what we're doing here.
They're usually very late nights.
So last year, we came here and we had the greatest waitress ever. And she's here. We've been seeing her like wander around the same Denny's. And we loved her and she made our Valentine's Day last year. But this year we have a...
I would stop there.
I'm just gonna say, if we're grading on a curve, like, just not as great as last year, that's all. And she can't warm up tea for you. It's fail.
They always do that, though. They just bring you, they bring you the bag.
You make it yourself.
Well, you know what that's called?
What?
I feel like
what?
You do.
What?
You know what you should do with the tea bag? It's called seeping.
Yeah.
Seep it.
Seeping? They sell. I think they're called seepers. They're like...
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah. But they're like... Sometimes they're like metal balls that you just put like loose tea leaves in.
Did you ever see the one... The tea tannic when I was in...
did you see the Mr. Beach? Did you see the...
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever
yeah.
seen the Mr. T?
No.
What?
What?
You guys ever seen tequila? I just made that up. Which one's tequila?
You know, it's like a little thing.
You ever seen that?
It's a guy. Wait, I think they have
like
that.
Like Barney the dinosaur, but he's
wait,
like
no, I think
the,
they actually have
the
T-Mask
mascot. Mask. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you throw boxes into the harbor?
This is the greatest conversation ever. no, last year was very fun, was my point. But
how was that your point?
It was at one point. What were you saying about tea? What's your point about tea? You said something about tea.
Mr. T.
I was talking about the
seeping. We were talking about seeping.
I was talking about seeping.
Waitress, and I have to make my own tea. And...
Okay.
They're so gonna hear this music.
I know. They just lost. So we get here, and they put us right next to this family. That was the kid...
Remember that, the weird kid in band?
That played trumpet with us?
Yes,
I recognize him.
Yeah, so we just...
That was him.
That's
what we're talking about.
And so his whole family was there, and they were like right next to us. We couldn't record until then, and now there's music in the background. So a little bit of a flaw, but whatever. Natalia.
Yes?
Talk to me about your history, your relationship with Valentine's Day.
4 years ago.
Uh-oh.
I had my last
on
Valentine's.
This very night.
It was a dark and stormy night.
It
started in the morning, actually, okay?
Ooh,
that was when I was
early.
Dating someone who was in college.
Skyrockets in flight.
Hey.
Afternoon delight. Go ahead.
You sure?
I mean, you're telling the story.
No,
is she?
Okay.
I'm only going off your details.
So I got a text that morning.
Yeah.
And this boy, he was...
Not yet a man.
No.
Shush. He was very much a man. Okay. Anyway.
I'm not going to touch that one.
Okay.
Where did she?
Anyway, Ayo. I got a text that morning saying, look on your front steps.
Oh, boy.
And there I found a Valentine's Day present, which he had prepared before he went back to school.
Oh, that's stupid.
And then his mom dropped it off. That was actually so sweet. And then that was the last Valentine I had. One Valentine that I had.
Oh.
Yeah, and then last year I decided to hang out with you guys.
Riveting.
You're regretting that, aren't you?
This year, yes.
So, are you on good terms with Valentine's Day? Are you on bad terms with it?
It's a lonely holiday.
It is a lonely holiday.
Because you realize how most people...
It's not
people,
even a holiday, guys.
Well,
come on.
Well, you know what I mean. Most people around you are spending the day with love. You know, their lovers or whatever.
Not loved ones, lovers.
Not their spouses, their lovers.
I was
going to
say loved ones, but not really loved ones.
Just my side pieces.
Lovers.
Now, you're correct, but there's a reason why, like, that's not bad enough. What's bad about it is, yes, the single people feel lonely and upset that they cannot participate, but then the people in relationships also feel miserable because they have to put up with Valentine's Day. No one wins.
That's true.
Women can only be disappointed by their man falling short of expectations.
As usual.
Yes, as
At
always.
At least they have a man.
That.
Unlike Natalia.
That's
unlike
true.
And Nico.
Listen, I'm not gonna go with that. but yeah, and the men hate it because they got to go to CVS and buy boxes of chocolates.
Overpriced chocolates.
Yes.
That's why you always celebrate it the day after, because all chocolate's like half off.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
that's the only good thing about Valentine's Day is the day after chocolate sales.
And the fact that everywhere you go, it's just busy. Like, restaurants, movies, everywhere.
Overpriced.
I got shit up on my jacket.
Oh.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and to make matters worse this year, the first Sunday without football is also today.
Yes.
It cannot be a worse
Nico's
day.
He sad.
It's a really bad day.
John has seen worse.
John's team won a championship. He's all right.
John's still right.
Did you hear Peyton Manning rape somebody?
What?
Yeah, Cam Newton.
That was good.
Don't fist bump over this table. No, there was like a sexual assault. I didn't even read the story.
Allegedly.
I'm misreporting this, of course, because I didn't read into it.
But
the headline I saw was that the NFL or the NCAA covered up sexual assault allegations when Peyton Manning was in college.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still the best quarterback of all time. So. Nasty.
Yeah, John?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yep.
Describe what you're wearing, Zach.
What are you wearing? Jake from State Farm.
Khakis. No, I'm wearing two-thirds of what I'm wearing is Batman stuff.
Yeah, I thought you said it was 8/12.
Keep going.
Oh, I want to hit you so badly.
Keep going.
No, I'm wearing a bunch of Batman stuff because I wanted to get in the Deadpool mood, and I figured, oh, Deadpool would wear something totally unexpected, so I'm wearing something from the other universe.
That's pretty good. It's a good nerd joke.
Although Deadpool did go into the DC universe.
When?
A couple years ago.
1931.
What? He moved, like, in the comics he moved?
Well, not moved, but, like,
are they
during the huge Marvel DC crossover.
Oh, okay. You have a Batman hat,
mm-hmm.
You got a Batman watch,
mm-hmm.
You got a Batman shirt,
yep.
You got a Batman jacket,
yep.
You got
Batman one more time.
You got a Batman sock,
yep.
You got another Batman sock,
yep. A different,
and you got Spider-Man shoes. No, you got the Joker on your shoes.
Yep, you forgot about my belt and my wallet. Too, just put them out there.
And we're wondering why he's single on Valentine's Day.
But he's the one that's currently in a potential.
I'm the closest.
That is true.
So that's kind of sad on our
I've
part.
I've been really trying, baby. Oh. Things are looking up for Zach.
After hearing that.
Okay. You ready? 25 fun facts about Valentine's Day.
All right, are we actually going through all 25?
No.
Are you doing this like a Q&A thing? Or?
No, I'm just saying them.
Pick number 17.
Point three.
It's always the best one.
Okay, here we go. Based on retail statistics, about 3%, they spelled percent as two words, so take this site with a grain of salt. 3% of pet owners will give Valentine's Day gifts to their pets.
Last year, we gave a flower to my dog.
I mean, I
well, not
say,
we,
I
Patty,
said happy Valentine's Day to my dog, yeah.
Oh, my God.
But
I'm sure a lot of guys are doing that, too. Like, oh, happy Valentine's Day. Here's a jar of peanut butter.
No,
they're wishing
John.
It to their pussy. It's a different thing.
John.
He didn't get what I said. He didn't get what I meant. You missed
you
that
get
completely.
It? Okay.
No, well, you lick the things. No, I get it. He puts a jar of peanut butter on his penis, and he...
How do you know that?
No, and the dog licks it off. No, I got that.
You got that. That's sad.
I understood it.
Okay.
Let the record hold. Nico does not have a dog.
He just found one. He took his neighbors.
He ran off one day.
Didn't you used to have a dog that you absolutely hated?
My Shih Tzu?
Yes.
My Shih Tzu?
Yes.
Tiffany.
Oh. I remember hearing about it.
That's a terrible name for a dog.
It was given to her.
Unless it's like a poodle.
That was her Christian name.
Her Christian name?
No. They went to the pet store.
Thank you, that was driving me insane.
She's a little Shih Tzu. And my mom bought her before me because they couldn't get pregnant.
They bought you?
Well, should have returned you, honestly.
No.
It was on the 31st day. They couldn't bring it back. Mm.
Makes
the
sense.
Warranty ran out. So,
I guess it's stuck with you.
Yeah. No, they got her before I was born because she couldn't get pregnant, and then all of a sudden she got pregnant, and like 8 months later, 9 months later, however long that lasts, I don't know how long that lasts, Nico pops out, and the dog hated me on its first sight. They're like, here's this dude coming into my turf, right? trying to pounce in, take over my block. And she did not take kindly to that, and she would bite me and hiss at me and bark and ugh.
And even when you got older, was it still the same?
Still a very bad relationship.
Wow.
She was put down because she had butt cancer. At age, I was 16. Mm-hmm. The dog was like 17, 18, though.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, and it showed. And they put her down. I literally, when I got the phone call, I got up and I danced. And I went and I got a cupcake, and I put a little candle in the cupcake.
Oh my God.
And I had my own little party when that stupid Shih Tzu died. Awful
you
dog.
You are a terrible person.
Also, she
I'm
didn't,
telling you, he's the worst person.
She also didn't like peanut butter, so that was another thing that was... Okay, want another fun fact?
No, but you're going to tell him anyway.
I want to know the fun fact.
About 1 billion Valentine's Day cards are exchanged each year. This makes it the second large seasonal card sending time of the year. Great fun fact.
So that's there. Christmas, I'm guessing.
Sure.
That's probably Ramadan.
Oh, of course. Thanksgiving.
Ooh. You guys will like this one. I think they stole our bit here. If you're single, don't despair. You can celebrate Singles Awareness Day, abbreviated SAD.
I actually knew about that.
Instead, what day is it on? Do you know?
Isn't it the day before?
I'm guessing it's probably the day before. Yeah.
I would guess. Yeah,
should have done that then. Well, all right, we'll remember that next time.
It is
yeah,
the
but,
day before. Yeah,
but then yeah. We sit home alone, or you know,
but no,
by ourselves on Valentine's
Day. The whole reason we're doing Valentine's Day is
so that we're not alone.
So I like doing it because I like making fun of other couples who waste their money on Valentine's Day.
That's true, and you're going to be one of them soon, bud.
No, I'm not. I've never celebrated a Valentine's Day.
A change.
No.
That's the only way to get her to put out. So I've celebrated Valentine's Day.
Many believe the X symbol became synonymous with the kiss in medieval times. People who couldn't write their names signed in front of a witness with an X. The X was then kissed to show their sincerity.
You can write an X, but you can't write your name.
That's right. They just wrote X. They couldn't spell back then. They didn't have,
Yeah, just change a little bit. Oh, wow. Now the alphabet.
I'm sure that's how John learned it. He learned one letter and was just like, oh, I got this.
Pretty much.
Girls of medieval times ate bizarre foods on St. Valentine's Day to make their dream, or make them dream of their future spouse. So they had, like, aphrodisiacs, right? Get all hot and bothered.
Yeah.
All of a sudden daydream about Zach Caponegro and...
What's up?
And wake up to a puddle in their beds.
Aren't you happy you came along tonight?
No. I'd walk home, but it's, like,
2
degrees outside.
There's no temperature.
We should talk
just
about that.
Nothing.
It's very cold.
It's hold on. How cold is it?
Let me see. So when cold outside, I saw a bee with a yellow jacket.
It's 2!
2 degrees
damn.
Out.
That was good.
Ugh.
Fascinating.
Yikes.
You know
it's supposed
what?
To get -8 tonight.
Global warming, it's a mysterious animal. I was thinking, I was like thanking global warming like a month ago because of the record high temperature.
And then it's going to be like 55 on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And raining.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's like a...
Yeah, I know, I saw that.
What?
I know.
But then scroll and...
Yeah, and then,
more
yeah,
snow.
Yeah. Well, wintry mix.
No, like keep going.
Yeah, that's like next week.
It was all snow before. Whatever.
This is the week coming up, and then that's the week after. I don't know why my phone does that.
We got more snowmageddon. I hope so.
And John, of course, is wearing shorts today.
Of course.
Fuck yeah.
He doesn't wear anything else except when he's working.
Do you really not own pants?
I have work pants and snow pants and a pair of sweatpants that I've never worn.
You've never worn sweatpants?
No.
Oh, my God. Zach's doing the jig.
It's infectious.
No, you went... You got...
Kind of cholera.
You got windburn, though, right?
I got windburn day at work.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nico got windburn from getting up.
Standing up too quick
from looking out the window.
Yeah, no, it's not good. But John refuses to wear pants as cold as it gets.
Yeah, that's what communists do.
It's brutal. I hate, you know what? I say I hate people like Zach. I hate people like you a little more.
Everybody does.
For a different reason, though. Not the womanizing. I'm down with the womanizing part. It's the skiing part. Nothing about skiing is appealing to me. Whatsoever.
I snowboard.
You would.
The hell is that, man?
In the Middle Ages, young men and women...
What's with the Middle Ages?
I don't care about 1931 here in the Middle Ages.
1931? That was the Middle Ages?
Yeah.
Okay. Young men and women drew names from a bowl to see who would be their Valentine.
God, that would be so easy.
They would
so easy.
They would wear this name pinned onto their sleeves for 1 week for everyone to see. This was the origin of the expression to wear your heart on your sleeve.
Oh, I like that.
That's stupid.
Very cool.
I'm going to remember that one. That's awesome.
Oh, you're such a girl.
Who?
You.
Who? Me?
Yeah.
No, I like random facts.
You like cute facts.
No, I like random facts.
What's the difference? That are cute.
I'm pretty sure I saw hearts in your eyes. I'm pretty sure that...
Did you hear it in his voice?
Because it's like... cool.
You're getting wrecked by Natalia right now.
I know. That's not okay.
I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
A little bit.
No, you're not.
A little bit.
Just enough for you to say it. You don't actually mean it.
Physicians of the 1800s commonly advised their patients to eat chocolate to calm their pining for lost love. There you go.
So that's where the whole chocolate thing came.
Richard Cadbury produced the first
Dick
box
Cadbury.
Of...
Dick Cadbury.
Dick Cadbury. First box
of chocolate.
Cadbury
egg fortune.
It's a fortune?
I don't know.
Cadbury. Please don't pronounce it fortune.
Fortunes.
Oh, can you buy Cadbury eggs yet?
Yeah.
I certainly hope so.
I think so.
What?
Cadbury cream eggs? And the regular
Dude,
ones?
I have Kinder Surprise eggs in my house. Oh my god, they're so good.
Kind of like diabetes.
Oh.
More than 35 million heart-shaped boxes of chocolate will be sold to some poor sons of bitches for Valentine's Day.
How many got sold the day after?
That's a good point.
Because I will buy... I'll buy like 3 or 4 of them just to have.
Ugh, this fact is.
Oh, you should FedEx one. Or there you go.
This next fact, I want to start being brought up at debates and shit. Like I want like Hillary Clinton to be talking about this, but no one's talking about it. Ready? 73% of people who buy flowers for Valentine's Day are men, while only 27% are women.
Okay.
Talk about the gender gap, Natalia. Explain on behalf of your womankind.
Women just don't buy flowers.
This divide.
It's just... I don't know how to put it, but... That's the way it is. That's the way society is. That, you know, men buy...
It's like 90% of
gifts.
The people who buy tampons are women. Same thing.
John, you're an idiot.
It's true, though.
Okay.
And the other 10% are just poor boyfriends.
They're just
trying to get laid.
Into it.
And there's one more percent that we want to talk about.
Well, you're talking about the ones that soak them in vodka and shove them up there.
What?
Yeah, you can do that.
I've heard that.
Oh, that gets you messed up.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wanna try it?
You soak a tampon in vodka and shove it up your asshole?
You can do that, or girls shove it up their vagina.
Does that get you drunk?
Oh my god, yeah.
It's closer to, like, you know, the bloodstream and everything.
Yeah.
Is that why Leo blew the cocaine up the hooker's asshole in Wolf of Wall Street?
No, he snorted that.
No, he didn't. He blew it up. Pretty sure he blew it up. Because I thought he was snorting it too, but
she
then
was probably blown it up later or something with her asshole.
He wiped his nose when he pulled away.
I rewatched the tape.
I'm pretty sure he was snorting
it. He snorted it, yeah.
He blew it up. I think he blew it up.
No, he snorted it.
But then why would it be on her asshole?
Because that's what they did in the 80s. They did coke off strippers' asses. That's like a known fact about the 80s, dude.
Oh.
This is riveting conversation for public.
Reagan was president for eight...
Luckily,
eight,
there's no one around.
Luckily, yeah.
The Reagan administration was plagued by years of...
Cocaine and hookers.
Cocaine and strippers' assholes. Okay. Well, there you go. So that's that fact.
What? Cassie.
Okay, are you texting?
Oh, is she lonely?
I think so.
Oh.
Yeah. Is your other friend lonely today, Abby? Did we ever know if he texted her back?
We should not be talking about this in the podcast.
Oh, we should talk about
this. But I do not know. No, I don't.
God, that was so funny. Because me being... This is a riveting conversation. Just, that was so funny, though. Oh, I'm a terrible person.
Yeah, you are.
15% of U.S. women
There's
send...
There's two good people.
Oh, here. You want the saddest fact in the world?
Yes.
Ready to cry on Valentine's Day? 15% of U.S. women send themselves flowers on Valentine's
That's
Day.
That's hilarious.
Are you serious?
Oh, my God. No. I knew this girl who used to do that.
Wait, what's the percentage?
15.
So that's 1 in 8.
Wow.
1 in 8 women.
That's hilarious.
Oh, my God. Why did the girl do that?
She wanted the attention.
Like, oh my God. Who?
Everyone else.
Of the guy at the florist shop? Well, like, who's...
We call 1-800-FLOWERS.
Did you say florist shop?
Yes.
It's either flower shop or florist.
Yeah, it's like a florist shop.
It's like a family garden. Like,
is that florist on the corner from us still like in business?
Oh, yeah. It's been
Bob.
Popping there.
Have they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just never over there, so I don't know if it's...
I'm over there every day.
That's where we get all of our
stuff from. Across the street from it.
Interesting.
It's Bob.
Yeah. So what? So she would like order them. She would get the flowers and she would show off to everybody how she got flowers for Valentine's Day. That is hilarious. Oh my God. Over 1 billion worth of chocolate is purchased for Valentine's Day.
1 billion what? Dollars?
Euros.
I was going to say yen. That's not that impressive.
Over 50%.
What's the Canadian dollar? What do they call their currency?
Ooh.
Do we know?
You've been to Canada, haven't you?
Is it not?
No,
is it, isn't it just called the Canadian dollar? Isn't it just called the Canadian dollar?
Yeah,
I think so.
Canadian something or other.
Is that all a boot?
David.
Well, no, because I know they have like Canadian nickels and Canadian quarters. Like that's what they're called.
That's, I think that's what they call them.
Yeah.
All right. Like, they have a specific
name. It's pretty fantastic because they have a $2 coin, and they got rid of the penny.
Everyone needs to get rid of the penny. The penny is useless.
No, it's too late now.
I like the penny.
You would. You would like the penny.
I'm pro-penny. I like the penny.
I don't think it's necessary.
The penny is a useless currency.
It's got its charm, though. It's so cute and adorable. It's only 1 cent.
I've never used a penny.
No, that's not true.
I've gotten them, but I don't use pennies.
You've never used a penny.
Nobody uses pennies.
I use pennies. I have a wallet with a little coin.
Nobody uses pennies.
Well, you got a little zipper on it, though, and she, like, you know.
Yeah.
She's a lady that way.
Men don't. It's kind of like the old lady clasp on it.
Sure.
No, it's a zipper, thanks.
Sure it is.
It's like cloth. Like.
Is there anything else I can bring?
I think we're all set.
Let me move these plates out of the way.
Can I get some more Coke?
No.
I'll be returning with more Coke. Are you done with the bread?
Yeah.
Okie dokie. And the bees. Okie dokie. I'll be back with the Coke.
Thanks.
So done, you got me?
Yeah.
So the recording stopped for like 5 times, and we were talking about the difference between men and women, because men don't use change and women do.
Men and women. That's a great Bo Burnham song, by the way. Men and women. It's hilarious.
You can't say a Bo Burnham song. Does he have songs? He has bits.
No, he has actual songs. New Math?
Yes.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah. I saw him live like 3 years ago.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Nick just went.
He had a show in Hartford. Me and April went.
So I want to see Bo Burnham.
April and Jim.
I hate
him. Is he skiing or is he in a gay porn?
Is he skiing or is he in a...
I'll give you a hint. He's in a gay porn.
Women purchase approximately 85% of all Valentine's Day gifts. We read that already in the break.
Men definitely pay more.
Is that a banana?
Yes.
They pay for dinner.
Yeah, okay, it's an
app. Movies. Whereas, yes, women buy the gifts.
Actual gifts is women.
You mean GIFs?
It is GIF, by the way.
I say GIF.
Incorrect.
You're wrong.
I say GIF.
You're wrong.
No.
Yep.
You're GIF?
It's GIF,
no,
man.
It's GIF.
GIF all the way.
It's GIF.
Hard G.
John, is it GIF or GIF?
Oh. GIF is peanut butter.
Thank you.
My dog likes GIF. Nah, man. Why? Where do you stand?
Oh, no, see, I was going to make a joke about Smuckers, but I'll just say, actually, it's Smuckers.
Why does a sandwich taste like crotch?
It's better than my favorite.
All right.
Next fact.
Family Guy, Nico, Family Guy.
Oh.
No. Uncultured.
All right, next gif here. Teachers will receive the most Valentine's Day cards, followed by children, mothers, wives, sweethearts, and pets. So you're more likely to give a Valentine's Day card to your teacher, to a child, or to your mother.
I believe it.
Well, the fact
I believe
is
it.
That, you know, as a teacher, you make Valentine's in the classroom,
yeah.
So then you get them then.
How long until that practice is not okay anymore?
Depends on
it
who
probably
you're
is
asking.
Not now.
Yeah.
It's probably against someone's religion, honestly.
How long until it's like, why are we celebrating
it's
romanticism?
Yeah, see. Yeah.
These children are going to start having sex.
They're passing notes. They're giving each other candy. I don't even know what a pixie stick is.
Every Valentine's Day, the Italian city of Verona, where Shakespeare's lovers Romeo and Juliet lived, receives about 1,000 letters addressed to Juliet.
Mm-hmm. I knew that.
That's really? Creepy.
Before
That's
she weird. Kills herself. Or no, she doesn't kill herself.
Yes, she does.
Yeah,
she kills
she
herself because he died.
Because he drank poison. That wasn't supposed to be actual poison.
But he didn't die, though. Because then he killed himself after she killed herself.
It's the other way around.
No.
She was pretending.
She was pretending to be dead. Romeo went into the tomb, drank the poison.
Her.
Juliet then woke up, saw him die, kissed his lips, and then stabbed herself in the heart with a dagger.
Yes.
It's my favorite Shakespeare play.
Oh, how romantic.
Right next
it's
to...
It's not romantic. It's about this kid who couldn't keep his dick in his pants and killed like 14 people.
And then committed
sounds
suicide.
Like mine's the suicide part. It sounds like me.
It's a great play, though.
Wonderful
soliloquies. That's what they're called. They're called
Just use the word soliloquy in a
That's
conversation.
That's what called.
And expected us not to laugh. That's the key.
I don't know why I talk.
Neither do we.
Let's see.
Again, correct. By me this time, not Italian.
Yeah.
Alexander...
That was unnecessary. That's so I'm funny. Embarrassed about that.
No, that's not... I want, like... Hold on. I want, like, dirty ones. Hold on.
Nico likes it dirty.
How long do we have so far?
We got about half hour.
Okay. So, yeah.
We got time. We got another 15 minutes and we gotta get out of here.
Really? What time is the movie at?
10:15.
Is
he skiing? Or is he in a gay porn? Is he skiing? Or is he in a gay porn?
There's no like dirt. I want like, you know, porn sites.
Porn?
Have like
he's
a spike in.
He's in a gay porn.
Thank you.
Is there anything else I can bring?
I think we're all good.
Good. All right. You know that looks like a rocket that's getting ready to go into space.
It's much worse than that. She's pointing at the microphone. That was our waitress, who was not as fun as the last one.
Oh, she was.
Be nice.
I think she left.
Our girl?
Yeah, I think I haven't seen her in a while.
So
last time I saw her, she was putting gloves on.
That's how we can discuss.
Okay.
That was Lily.
What's the
lean into the.
That was
speaking to them.
Okay, so behind Denny's there is a Motel 6.
Ooh.
Okay. So I would like to know.
Cue me next time.
What is the over under on how many people are back there right now with prostitutes?
I thought
What's
they
the
shut
over
that,
under on that.
I thought they shut that down.
Well, they shut down the ring that was back there.
Yeah,
it doesn't mean
yeah,
it doesn't
yeah.
happen anymore. It still happens.
Yeah.
There was a ring there.
Yeah.
There was like.
Actual...
Yeah.
There were like pimps, or there at least one pimp.
There was like hoes and.
With like a fur
there was,
coat.
There was a minimum of one.
Well, that here's the thing about this Denny's. So there's a. The left side of it has a whole row of windows.
Which are freezing, making me freezing.
Sure.
Thank you.
They are pretty cold.
Yeah. And you can see people like walk past it. And you used to see a lot more than there are now. And that's the way to get to the Motel 6 from the street.
Think about there's also snow in the way. I don't think people want to walk through the snow.
Anything for sex. Anything for
Yeah, pretty much.
Anything
yeah.
For,
yeah.
Yeah.
Anything
yeah.
for a cheap handy in the Motel 6. So, like, I used to see a lot of sketchy people walk past, but I don't see them that much anymore.
Because the wing got shut down.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Over under, I say 2.5.
I say there's 15 people back there right now.
Oh, I'm going under for that.
Come less on. Than I'm 2.5?
No, for John.
There's 15 people back
I'm going,
there.
No, I'm going to say like 6 or 7.
6 or 7. How many are in the same room?
All right, here's the other question. How many
having their own Palentine's Day in Hotel 6?
Now, how many young couples that are like in high school are together right now and they're like, are you ready?
Ooh.
What's the over-under on that one? Okay, Justin.
That's the V card is getting lost
much
today?
Much higher.
Well, obviously in the world. That's an interesting thing, though.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on.
Oh my god,
yeah.
I don't know who the hell would be like, let's wait till Valentine's Day. Like, no.
Well, girls are dumb. Especially high school girls.
Yeah, they're really dumb. They just let me sleep with them early and get it over with. That's embarrassing with them.
I feel you, John.
The thoughts of John.
Do you, Nico?
I feel him.
Do you?
No, I got him. I got him. No. That's a great point.
We're all on our phones.
I wanted to go into a virginity conversation, but we should probably not do that.
No, I think we should do that. Yeah, no. A good time.
Nope.
I would have a good time with that.
No, I think we're good.
So, Nico.
What do you want to know? It's a 5-second conversation. Yeah, what else do we have? Besides, it's freakishly cold out. And
it's just, this is the hands down the worst holiday ever.
It's awful.
It's the worst. It's a home. It's a home. Yes. It's a Hallmark holiday.
Okay, but
they only did it so you have to buy greeting cards and chocolate.
You're welcome. That's all I'm gonna say.
But that means clearance chocolate after the holiday.
You get clearance. You get clearance candy in general after Halloween and after Christmas.
Or you can just work at Costco.
Halloween's the second worst holiday. Let's make that.
I thought you loved Halloween.
No, we've discussed this on the podcast before. We've done this, like, we've done the holiday power rankings at least
I know
times.
Thanksgiving is your favorite, and that's just weird.
That's correct. Thanksgiving is number one on the list.
I know for you.
It's great.
No,
it's the best.
The only reason people like it so much is because of the food, and he doesn't eat any of the food.
Oh, that's true.
There's football, there's family, there's Black Friday shopping.
Yeah, I know
everyone's
for him,
full
it's.
And happy.
I know for him, it's Thanksgiving and Christmas. I know that, but
that's
I thought
right.
you liked Halloween.
Nah, it goes Thanksgiving,
oh,
Christmas.
You know what?
What?
I remember now. Because you hated the whole Halloween thing when we did our video.
Yeah. Hated it all.
Oh, my God.
I hate Halloween so much. It's second to last. I mean, Valentine's Day is the worst day of the year, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, Hitler's birthday is not even this bad. Like, it's
Hitler's birthday.
My man.
Wait, I have to show you guys something.
Oh, God. No. Bring it up.
You know, it's just the worst holiday. If you need one day to show somebody how much you care, you're doing the entire relationship wrong.
I had another one that was funnier, but I'm gonna try to find the other one.
Wait, turn around. We can't just say that on the podcast and not let
it. Okay.
There's a heart around Hitler's face, and it says, you put me out of mine comfort zone. Like Mein Kampf.
That just went into the public domain. You need to stop stepping on my shoes.
I'm trying to play footsies.
They are brand new shoes.
Mein Kampf's in the public domain?
Yeah.
Are they going to make a movie out of it pretty soon?
I don't know.
Is the reboot coming to theaters near you? Disney bought the rights
my
to it?
My favorite one is those fake E Valentine's Day cards.
Yeah.
That's probably the only good thing about Valentine's Day. But there was one. It was a weather forecast. And it said, you make me. And the weather forecast said, moist and unstable.
So good.
Slippery when wet. That's got to be, like, at least one. I got a lot of gummy bears today. But they didn't have any hearts on them. So I think my mom just bought gummy bears.
Worst Valentine's Day candy.
Gummy bears have hearts.
I don't know.
I've never seen
but that. I don't count it as a Valentine's Day gift. I just count it as Nico, here's some gummy bears.
I'm just trying to tell you something. Eat something different.
Have more sugar.
That's what you need.
What was your brunch today?
Oh, you want to talk about my brunch?
Yeah.
We had a gay brunch this morning.
Careful.
I'm sorry, homosexual brunch.
Might be worse.
an LGBT brunch.
You just need to stop.
I'm not going to use the other word.
I would not.
Queer.
How have we not killed him?
I don't know.
We've been doing this for how many months, and not once I've killed you.
So my aunt, it's my brother's birthday today, my brother Andre, who has been on podcast before, and he was born on Valentine's Day. He milks that for all it's worth, in more ways than one. Get your phone off the table. Don't bang the table. So my aunt says, all right, let's have a family brunch this morning. So I wake up, she's making pancakes and waffles and things, and she knocks on my door.
Waffle? You have a waffle iron?
So do I.
You have a waffle iron?
It's amazing.
I don't own a waffle. I own a pasta maker, but I don't own a waffle iron.
We don't just have a waffle iron. We have a waffle iron in the shape of Charlie Brown.
Oh my.
God, your family likes Charlie Brown, don't they?
I don't like Charlie Brown, but my family does.
Because you have a Snoopy snow cone maker.
We do?
Yeah, upstairs.
Where?
Why do I know more about your house?
You know you're worrying about my kitchen more.
100% I do. In that little, where we used to record.
Oh, in there?
Yeah, there was a little, Snoopy, one of those snow cone makers.
No, you can make...
That, like, if you can find them in the original box, are worth, like, $1,000 now. It's ridiculous how much those are worth.
You can make Snoopy, Charlie Brown, and I think there's one more design, and make them into little mini waffles.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What do you want a mini waffle?
It's like a waffle, but smaller.
Maybe you're feeling kind of full, and you're like, I mean, I could go for a waffle, but I don't want a full waffle.
I need like an eighth of a waffle.
So yeah, there you go.
Doing fractions, common denominator.
Just eat the whole waffle, and don't worry about it. It's Valentine's Day. The waste on him goes straight to your vagina.
Tell Zach that. He didn't want chocolate chips in his pancakes.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I'm trying to... I'm not even...
He's getting pancakes.
Are you odd?
I can't. I'm so odd.
He can eat pancakes. He just can't put chocolate chips in them. That's part of... It's his no chocolate
drench
chip diet.
Drench them in syrup. No.
I didn't drench them.
Five sugar
cookies. I used
cookies.
To use like 3 times that much syrup.
Soaked. There's a difference.
No. I hate all of you right now.
No,
this is supposed to be a happy occasion.
No, it's not. It's Valentine's Day.
That's the worst.
Valentine's Day.
That's right. No, but we have my brunch, and my aunt knocks on my door, and she... That was recorded audio from this morning. And she walked in, and she had a plate with a carnation on it and rose petals, and there were 3 donuts and 2 cupcakes on it. And she said, happy Valentine's Day. That was my morning. And there were rose petals sprinkled around the house. It was very romantic.
Sounds very nice. I mean, if it didn't come from your aunt, it would have been more romantic.
Right. Beggars can't be choosers.
There you go.
That's
get what you get and you don't get upset.
And there were plastic rose petals, too. They weren't real rose petals.
Are you disappointed?
You see what I mean? Yeah, a little bit. You know, I like that natural feel. All right, I think we've exhausted this podcast. Natalia, thank you.
No, thank you.
Don't
thank
no,
you for surprising
no,
me.
No, thank you.
John, thank you.
Anything for a fan.
For a fan?
My fan.
For your one fan.
Everyone needs to be a fan of John Crow.
If you want to have sex with John Crow, tweet him.
At the Birdman Crow.
There you go. And you can hook up. If you want to have sex with Natalia, don't bother.
Wow. Wow.
I'm saying no. Okay.
Explain.
I won't take this call. The point was he's a man whore and you're not taking... he's soliciting sex from Twitter and you're not.
You solicited sex for him on Twitter.
That's
I'm
right.
Good with it.
There's a difference.
I'm not whoring Natalia out.
Thank you.
No, she's a strong, independent woman.
Who don't need no man.
She
apparently.
She works 2 jabs.
Put food on the table for
I
her children.
Hate you.
And her dog.
Doesn't like peanut butter.
No, it doesn't like peanut butter at all. Where can they find you on Twitter, Natalia?
At @nat_cat.
All right.
I hate cats, though. K-A-T-T.
I hate cats, too.
I hate cats.
Other than word. Is it 2 T's in Nat?
Yes.
Okay. There you go. Zachary?
I still don't know mine, so don't ask.
There you go.
Isn't it like Zach Capo?
I don't know.
She knows that, you know.
I've never known it.
Tweet
I don't. Zach. I don't use Twitter. I don't use social media. I hate social media.
You should start.
Really
people
shouldn't.
Are asking for t-shirts on our social media and everything. We're going to make Wise or something t-shirts. One person. One person wanted a t-shirt. She's getting it now.
No, that doesn't count.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, because we're already sending her the shirt.
She wanted it, though, because she tweeted us, hey, can you get...
Because Nick said, if you want the shirt, tweet us. She didn't just say, hey, I want the shirt, and Nick was like, yeah, I'll send it to her.
At Funny Nico tweets for me. At Tacky Slacks for Nick, who's not here. He'll be back next week, and we'll be talking about some shit. I don't know what we're doing next week.
Oh, we're doing funny games.
Pretty sure this is all shit.
Funny games next week?
We're doing funny games next week.
All right. There you go. Happy Palentine's
Day. Happy Palentine's Day, everyone.
What just happened?
As John spills on himself.
Don't worry, it's hydrophobic.
It's rabid?
Hey, guys. On this Valentine's Day, we got that chocolate going, that bubble bath in the background, popping champagne, and eating pancakes at Denny's.
With no chocolate chips.
You've all been naughty.
Naughty.
Say naughty.
You gotta say naughty.
In a British accent.
No, you
though.
Really, you, seriously, you have to say it.
Naughty.
Why in a British accent?
Just do it.
Can I say like the guy from Courage the Cowardly Dog
Go
film?
Ahead.
Naughty.
Oh. Alright, no, we'll close with this. John, get up
you
on the mic.
You gotta do it.
You're gonna do the Courage the Cowardly Dog introduction. Ready? And this will close the show.
I mean, wet my throat here.
Would you like my water?
Get hydrated. La 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 la.
Okay, yeah, right there. Do you want me to play a note?
Got it. All right. We interrupt this program to bring you Courage, the Cowardly Dog Show, starring Courage, the Cowardly Dog, abandoned as a pup. He was found by Muriel, who lives in the middle of nowhere, with her husband, Eustace the Nag. What creepy stuff happens in nowhere? It's up to Courage to save his new home. Now, Courage is running with Muriel on top of his head, and he's screaming. And, you stupid dog, you made me look bad. Booga, 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 booga.
Bye.
We interrupt this program to bring you Courage, the Cowardly Dog Show, starring Courage, the Cowardly Dog! Abandoned as a pup, he was found by Muriel, who lives in the middle of nowhere with her husband, Eustace Bay! But creepy stuff happens in nowhere. It's up to Courage to save his new home!
Stupid dog!